As if you know the story of Flower Lake, Leviathan first dead in the deep, where her children sleep. She kept them hidden from the plague. But have you heard the story of my mother's fate? She left us in Detroit in the rain with a pillowcase, a fortune for the paperweight. We followed her to Joseph near the Indian raid. She wept among the weeds, hide and seek.
Good morning. Welcome to the roundtable and to our panel discussion. Very nice to have you with us. I don't know what happened, but I've lost the script. I've lost the script for this segment. I don't have it, so I will admit that there's a note here that host will have script, but I think the host has lost the script. So
we'll help you out.
I have to introduce our guest now. We're talking about Film Columbia. It's the 18th Film Columbia, which doesn't even seem possible.
I know.
So Calliope, introduce yourself and tell us what your official position is with the festival.
My name is Calliope Nicholas, and I'm the managing director with Film Columbia. I've been with it since its inception.
Now, Peter Biskin, you are one of the founders of the festival.
I was one of the founders of the festival. It's a little obscure. It goes back so far. It's like nobody can remember who founded the festival. If anybody, one person did it. I'm the executive director of the festival and co-programmer with Larry Kardish.
Now, of course, you have a long and distinguished career in film and writing about this industry. So what has this been like for you to then be a presenter?
Well, I mean, I never anticipated running a film festival, you know, and so it's certainly in the first years it was a learning process. And, you know, now that we're in our 18th year, you know, even I've learned how to do it. you know, it should get easier and easier, but somehow every year it's a lot of work, and but it's worth it because our audience really enjoys it, and we have people that come back every year and sit in the same seat.
Well, and that's good, right? That's what you want, because they trust you as to what you're programming, that they'll come back. It may not be anything they've heard of. It may be something they have heard of, but they're coming because they trust you.
That's absolutely right.
Yeah, we have a loyal and trusting audience,
and
which is great.
Boy, have we earned it.
All right.
Blood, sweat, and tears.
So I just want to touch on this for a moment because I think it's interesting, but you were going to show The Current War.
Yes.
That was a film from the Weinstein Company, and you pulled it, but because pretty much they pulled it, right?
They did, because they pushed back the screenings or releases for them to 2018.
I mean, usually if a film is not screening until 2018, they don't, you know, companies don't, distributors don't like to put films in festivals this far, ahead of the release of the film, because the whole point of putting things in festivals is to garner publicity, and it's too early.
Now, the film was going to run last night, right?
Right.
So you found a suitable replacement.
Found a great one. I, Tanya.
Yeah.
And it turned out to be a really fabulous film.
Great.
A real audience pleaser.
So let's talk about stuff that people actually can see from here on out, which is really interesting. So Peter, when in your programming, you don't look for a theme exactly, but do things just sort of crop up that you could put together that kind of give you a mood of the room?
Well, I mean, we don't look for a theme. We try to get the best films we can get every year, you know, that are available to us. Not everything, we can't get everything we want. Not everything is available. But, you know, we Larry Kardish goes to has all the fun by going to film festivals back to back all over the world. So he sees a lot of these films. I sit in my office and just read reviews, which is not as much fun.
Yeah.
God knows. But between the two of us, you know, we scour the film festivals. We don't wait, you know, passively. I mean, we're proactive when we look at what's playing at, like, the New York Film Festival. We look at what's playing at Cannes, Sundance, the festivals that precede us. And on that basis, and what the reviews are like, and on that basis, and what Larry's recommending, and on that basis, we select our films.
So when you're putting it together, do you have a sense as to what should go where and how they should go together and how, because you also want to be mindful of what people can see and when they can see it.
Well, when we expanded, you know, we started on a week as one weekend. When we expanded through a whole week, we were aware of the fact that a lot of people have jobs and can't go to films in the middle of the day. So we tend to backload the festival for the last weekend and put many of the best films on Saturday, this upcoming Saturday and Sunday. And then the evening films tend to put films with big stars. People are free in the evenings, and we attract, you know, big audiences, and that, you know, pays for the festival. But which is not to say the films that play during the day. We have so many good films this year that some of the best films are playing during the day. So I think I want to Calliope to answer that question, because a lot of those films have been submitted to the Oscars. Why don't you?
Yeah, no, I mean, Larry Kardish has done a great job, because we have a lot of international films that have come in, right. And it turns out at least half of them are now that particular country's submission for Best Foreign Film at the Academy Awards. So it may be happening during the day, during the week, that we've got these films, but for instance, from France, we're screening 120 Beats Per Minute on Wednesday. From Austria, Happy End on Thursday. From Russia, Loveless on Friday, Germany and the Fade on Saturday. These are all upcoming international films that, you know, may go on to garner Academy Awards, or at least the nominations. So it's a really strong program for international films this year as well.
So, and again, how do they come on your radar, and where is the radar of saying, okay, these are in the running?
Well, for Larry, as far as going to some of these other film festivals, he picks them. He sees them and loves them and definitely recommends them. And then everybody starts to chase after them.
And then we also, you know, we read the reviews. We see which films have won the Palme d'Or, which films have won the Golden Bear, Berlin, et cetera, et cetera. And
which we opened up the square on Sunday that won the Palme d'Or.
Right.
Right. Yeah. So we try to get those movies.
So as we look to the weekend, and as we look to some of the evening programs, what are the films that that stand out to you and you think that people should not miss?
Well, Saturday is The Florida Project, which is a film that was directed by the guy who made Tangerine on his iPhone, which made a big splash, I guess, last year, and has done extremely well at all the festivals. One of our big films is Call Me By Your Name, which was written by James Ivory. And that is also, we're already sold out on that.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're teasing.
That's also made a big splash at the festivals. Our sneak preview this year, which I can't reveal the title of, is also very good. And what can I say? I mean,
Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri is going to be screening on Sunday.
And what's that about?
That is
a rape and a murder, you know,
yeah.
and an attempt to achieve justice. And it's again, it won the Audience Award at the Toronto Film Festival.
Stars Frances McDormand.
We love, yes.
Yeah.
What types of films, I don't know, this may be a more difficult question to answer than I intend it to be, but what type of films do you think work with the audience? I mean, it seems that it is, they're often issue-oriented, they're deep, they're thoughtful. Is that,
I think,
am I saying anything incorrect?
No, I think the ones that garner kind of a conversation after the screening,
right.
I think people really appreciate that. And then, of course, we try to bring in filmmakers when we can for Q&As and discussions. But when you hear the buzz out in the street after the screening, I think that's the one that's really a successful one with the audience.
I mean, it's really hard to sort of figure that out. And That's not a big factor in terms of choosing the films. I really, really do go after the what we feel are the best films of the year. And sometimes you get, just by accident, three films on coming of age or two films on a particular theme. But usually we don't set out to do that. I mean, when we started the festival years ago, it was going to be a regional festival, but we didn't have enough material from the region. And then we expanded it to the Hudson Valley, up and down the Hudson, which went from Montreal to New York City. Still didn't have enough films. And then I found myself turning down really great foreign films. And I think, why am I turning these films down just because they don't come from the Hudson Valley? So we decided to, as I said, try to get the best films we can get.
And there may be many of these films that may not go on to wide release, especially international films, or may not end up in this area. So here is a rare opportunity and a great setting to be able to watch these films.
Yeah, they're hard to find.
The Square is 3 hours long, and 120 beats per minute is also a long film, almost 3 hours. So it's hard for commercial theaters to show those movies.
I love long films. Do you like them?
Depends on the film.
The Square was amazing. It was really great. Audience loved it.
I used to think I don't know if I could do 3 hours even as but then I love long novels, so I found myself now loving long movies.
But mm-hmm.
Could you become completely enveloped? Obviously you're right. If they stink, they stink. But still, if you have a good story, it's
right. The 3 hours will fly by.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Here's one thing, and I direct this to Peter because I sort of know, I think I can predict his response. But so you talk about how this festival has grown and originally doing it low regionally and then moving it and taking in all these films. The one thing that strikes me and how your festival differs in many from regional festivals and other festivals in our region is that this is a very long festival. You run for a long period of time.
Well, again, initially we just thought of a weekend and, people are off work and that seemed to be the best way to go. But we had so many films, we sort of thought, let's try Friday. And Friday turned out well. And then we started to go into the week, Thursday, Wednesday, working backwards to the, previous week. This year's festival is a full week or a week and a day. And I think that's a good length for us. I can't see us going much longer. It's just a lot of work, and we have a wonderful staff, wonderful volunteers, and we've been able to make that work. But I don't think we're going to go any longer than that.
And when you talk about regional films, I mean, we do this year also have we have a lot of shorts programs this year.
Right.
And we have over 25 shorts, and it's regional films, including, documentaries on Havana Cuban cigars, actress Karen Allen's debut short film is going to be in there, animation for grown-ups, and the best student films from the School of Visual Arts. So we do have this array of regional films as well.
Very good stuff. Film Columbia 2017 is taking place now in Chatham, New York through October 29th. If you want to find out all about Film Columbia's 18th wonderful festival, you can go to filmcolumbia.com, filmcolumbia.com, and you can see the whole schedule there and information on all the films that will be shown over the next several days. That link will be posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable. Calliope Nicholas is the managing director of the festival. Peter Biskin is the executive and co-artistic director of Film Columbia 2017. I thank you so much for being here. Have a beautiful rest of the festival, and then you can nap.
Thank you, Joe.
Enjoy all of that.
You promise?
Yes, I promise.
Okay, good.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.
All right.